Konnichiwa, minasan, Krim desu. Welcome to another episode of J-Rock On. Oh, this is our 10th episode. Yay! I decided to do this one even though I'm sick because I have midterms coming up and I wouldn't be able to update. So it's better to do it now than to do it like this coming week when it'll cause me to procrastinate and fail my exams even more. I'll make replies to some comments that I've gotten recently. First up is Mi-chan. She commented on my Hidema special. Thank you so much. She stumbled through my podcast on Google. You seem to find a lot of podcasts on Google if you type certain words, so I'm glad mine popped up and that you listened to it. Don't worry about commenting too much. I love comments, so please continue to listen, okay? I'm glad that my Hidema special was informative, even though it seemed like it was pretty much basic knowledge. People still enjoyed it because it was in memory of Hide, so I'm really glad that you loved it. Like, loved is in capital letters. That's like a lot of emphasis. I don't know if I can make another Hide special because I have to keep in mind of the people listening, because I always repeat the artists that I feature on here. Like, I keep repeating Miyavi, Gakuto, and Hide, so I have to try to vary myself a little bit. But don't worry, I will make another one in May, because we all know what happened in May. So let's see, what else did you say? Happy New Year, and thank you for saying that I have a lovely voice. I don't think so, and I think it sounds even worse right now because I have a cold. So thank you, Mi-chan, and please continue listening to my shows, okay? I wish I knew how to contact you, because I would love to talk to you and at least say thank you. So I'm saying thank you now if you're listening. Martina, I love you. You always comment. Kudos to you. I'm glad that you found entertainment in my video podcast. Yes, Gakuto desu. He is on top of my ceiling. When I go to sleep at night, I see him above me. I hope to get a big Miyavi poster one day, then I can replace Gakuto with Miyavi. That video is on youtube.com now, so that I have more room here at Podomatic. Oh, and thanks for the comment on the J-Rock Perverts one. You're the only one who commented. Yes, I'm glad that it helped you to love J-Rockers even more. I think perverted J-Rockers are the best, and it is so much fun to watch. So for the rest of you, please, 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 please comment. Maybe your comments will make me feel better because I'm sick. Back to J-Rock. There have been a lot of J-Rock bands who have disbanded this year. SZA has broken up, and Tsunehito has moved to D because D has lost their bassist. Recently, I have found out that Figure has disbanded as well. Figure was composed of Sakito and Kikasa. They used to be in Dudo Quartz with Miyavi, and Kazuki sometimes played support drums for Figure. Sakito had to leave because of personal problems. So now Kikasa is working with Unzu. It was a side project between him and Yuki Sakurai from Rice and X Raphael. So yeah, that's what he's doing now. He did that project with Unzu since 2003, so I guess he's gonna focus more on that since Figure is gone. Really sad, they didn't last that long. And the next one, I wouldn't really call a disbandment, but In Moi De Moi, Toru, Kazuno, and Juka left. Juka left first over the summer, and now Kazuno and Toru have left, and Mana is the only original member. I don't know, it seems more like Mana's solo project than a band, because he just can't keep his vocalist, it seems. He has a new vocalist now, his name is Seth. It doesn't sound as exotic as Gakuto, Klaha, and Tetsu, or any of those other names. Seth seems so common, but it reminds me of Seth at Horus from Hide's movie. Moi De Moi is going to release a new album. It is going to be called Beyond the Gate, and the limited edition comes with 12 tracks because it comes with the instrumentals for some of the songs, and the normal version is a 7-track album. It'll be released in both Japan and Europe. I think that Mana is like a visual kei Nazi because he's a big perfectionist, and I guess his bandmates couldn't stand it, so they decided to leave. Kazuno and Toru will be continuing their musical career because I think they're going to be playing for other bands too. I don't remember which ones. You can find more information about Moi de Moi's album on MIDINET.com. There's a hyphen after MIDI. And I will play you a short clip of what is going to be on the album. I don't know which song it is. It's an unknown track. So I guess you'll know once the album comes out. It's really short. Here, give it a listen. Mana seems to have a fetish for those kinds of rich, deep voices. I can't wait to see what Seth looks like. One of Mana's many vocalists, Klaha, who used to be in Malice Mizer with him, is recovering from his health problem. He says on his official website called Cryptogram that he is working to increase his physical strength and stamina so that he can continue to sing, and he will release something new in the near future to make up for lost time. And he also wishes his fans a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. He's so cute, isn't he? See, he's all good and you don't have to worry about him anymore. There have been rumors that he like died or that he had cancer. It got really bad. So yeah, don't believe in rumors. And this is coming from Klaha himself, so it must be right. I will play for you a really old Klaha song back when he used to be with Pride of Mind. So it's about 10 years old already. It is from the Systems of Romance album, and it is called Material World. Enjoy. I've done enough talking, and besides, my voice sounds so nasally right now, so I will play for you a song by Clavier. I don't know too much about this band, but I downloaded this song from them because it had the same song title as Mievi's. It's called Ashita Tenki ni Nare. I wanted to hear what theirs sounded like, and I like it. I listen to it a lot now. It actually got a really good rhythm, and it makes me feel happy whenever I hear it. I don't know, I guess I'm willing to listen to more Clavier, so if you've got any to share, please do. So here is Ashita Tenki ni Nare by Clavier. Enjoy. Have a list of J-Rock birthdays, so would any of you like to hear me give off the names of the J-Rockers' birthdays for each week? It's up to you guys if you want to hear it. Let's see. On the 2nd was Lei from Fatima, the 3rd was Tsukasa from Beast, and Riku from Phantasmagoria. On the 4th was Keita from Hanzel, the 5th was Miku from On Cafe, and the 6th was Aya from Kazuku. I only know a few of these guys, but since it was Miku's birthday and I was going to talk about On Cafe anyway, I will play a song with them. I think they are the cutest band ever, at least one of the cutest. I love Bo, he's my favorite. Miku's got a very unique voice. He does a really good Donald Duck impersonation, and the clip of him fighting with a Donald Duck plushie was hilarious. And then he like took the Febreze and he started spraying him with it. I don't know, he said Febreze so funny. It was in English, so it made it even more cuter. Any clips of Café are cute, and I love their PVs. It's so bright and cheerful, and they look like they're having so much fun, especially the merrymaking one. I guess that's the song I'll play. They're not wearing anything too extravagant. They're just wearing like regular outdoor clothes, and they're just relaxing and chilling as friends do. It's such a cute video. So here is Merrymaking by Café. Enjoy.
Thank you.
you must be all sick of me talking about me and you all the time, but he wasn't in the latest LFX interview because he took a little trip down to New York, the Statue of Liberty. Now, I live in New Jersey, and he's so close yet so far. He wasn't gonna stay long, but it makes me so mad because I would have driven there and stalked him. I would have found him. I would have taken a lot of pictures, and I would have glomped him. But I don't know, maybe he was on vacation and I wouldn't want to ruin it or anything. But I would take some pictures, like from far away. Okay, enough of that. I don't know what song to play, but I guess I'll play one of the songs I've been hooked on this week. It is by D from their The Name of the Rose album, and it is called God's Child. I don't have anything else to talk about, so I guess that'll be the end, and this show will finish off with that song. So until next time, hopefully I'll be better by then. It won't be for a long time because of exams, unless I find time this week to do another one if I feel like it. So for now, じゃあね皆さん, and thanks for listening. Now enjoy D's God's Child. Enjoy.